This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club, Club 1080.
This show sucks.
Tonga Balawa.
I'm thick around the top there.
You are?
She is an unrelenting hoe. Hello? Hello?
Oh, what? Oh, yeah.
Hello, hey. Everyone.
We're back.
Welcome to our show. We're getting a lot of people. We were talking about the train sitch show.
Yeah.
A lot of people are corroborating your friend's theory that...
The train sneaks up on you?
Trains do sneak up on you. We've already done this segment.
Although it seems impossible.
It is
almost
a truth.
Everyone is saying that trains actually do sneak up on you.
I'm kidding.
They just move so fast.
I gotta believe, though, that this is more of a case of you just get complacent because you're around the train. Right? Like, if you live there...
Or you just think that the train tracks, like... Well, train tracks, you usually don't see the train, right? I mean, you just, like, I don't know. If I'm walking and there's a train track, mm-hmm. I do look both ways, of course.
Yeah.
But you don't think much of it because you're like, oh, what are the odds of a train right now?
Yeah.
And that's maybe where, like, that kind of lackadaisical attitude maybe is part of what you're talking about.
But they don't, like, trains don't travel that. We don't have height. Now, if we had, like, the Japan trains, like, I get it. But those trains are going, what, 70, 80 miles an hour? That's like a car on a freeway. I've never looked at a car going on a freeway and been like, I bet I could run out in front of that car. And yet, why are we doing that with trains? Which it goes back to my theory of, I understand that people are saying the train sneaks up on you. The only thing I can think of is that you just get complacent being around trains and you're like, oh, well, you just, they kind of blend in the background. Because I've heard that if you live down there, the noise doesn't bother you. Like, that was Mike's point. Is like, why would you live down there? And I'm like, after down there a while, people don't even notice the sound of the train.
Well, you're right on the water, too.
Yeah.
It's beautiful down
there. I was just asking, if you're going to build a mansion on the water, why put it right next to a train track?
There's not much water in Vancouver.
Yeah, that and location of it, it's right next to the freeway, too.
Yeah.
I also wonder if...
I guess it could be a bad thing.
Maybe there's some sort of optical illusion when you see a train in the distance that you just can't tell that it's going fast.
Yeah.
Like, maybe you see it out there, and you're like, oh, I can walk two steps before it gets here, and then all
so
of a sudden...
Small.
But it's going 70 to 80 miles an hour, so you say
and
that
then it's
on,
like,
on a highway, imagine looking at a car, like, you're standing next to a highway, and a car goes 80 past you.
Yeah.
It's flying by you.
Yes.
So if you see in the distance, and the train doesn't look like it's going fast, even though it is... Maybe if you put that step out and all of a sudden it's like, ah!
But this is my point. We've all crossed a busy road at some point. I've never looked and been like, eh, I'm making a run for it with it. No, like, you wait until it's clear. So you would think that if you're driving and you see, here's the other one. Is it possible that, like, in this case, because the train is so long, that you're willing to take a dumb chance because you're like, God, if I don't get in front of that train, I could be stuck there for a while. And that's what leads people to be like, well, I'm going to gun it and I'm going to make it.
Yeah. You know, it could also be natural selection.
That it's just, you know.
I mean, maybe it's something more than that.
Yeah, the train
like,
is
I just feel like I'm in pretty good shape to never be hit by a train.
Me too.
With my big, huge brain that I have. I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't think it's going to happen to me.
I've never.
But maybe that's the flaw.
I've never once been like, you know what's going to get me? A train. Now, like, I go back, I don't think the house fire is going to get me, but I see where the house fire could get me. I see that.
Or the python.
Yeah, the python's not getting me. I can see where the house fire is getting me. The train, I just don't, which means I will die one of three ways. Snake, train, house fire, or some sort of weird combination of the three.
So there was a police officer. This was in Lodi.
Lodi?
Well, yeah, California.
New Jersey?
Oh, Lord, stuck in Lodi. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
You know that whole thing?
Now I do. When you said that.
That was a town next to the town I grew up in as well.
When you first hit me with Lodi, I was like, what?
Lodi.
Okay.
Lodi, California, baby.
I do know the tune. Can't say I've ever been to Lodi. Where is it?
Northern California.
Okay.
A police officer pulled a man from a wheelchair that was stuck on railroad tracks seconds before the train came past in a dramatic rescue caught on video.
Now, was there a guy in a mustache and a top hat that had tied him to the railroad tracks? Because I feel like that's the only time.
Now, why did you go there?
That's the only time anyone saves anyone from a railroad. Apparently, back in the olden days, that's what you did. You grabbed a damsel in distress, you tied her, and you threw her on the tracks, and you had
I remember that.
Evil mustache.
The old West gangs, right?
Yeah.
Trying to get some money or kill a rival or something like that.
It was all about putting someone on the train tracks.
Wait, what an awful way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it?
I don't think it is. I think it's pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, but I mean, you see it, like, just the...
Yeah, it's scary, but once, you know...
I feel like you probably, once you see it and you know it's happening, you just close your eyes and just...
Yeah. Well, not much you can do, is there, Bill?
No.
Let it happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I think it would be pretty quick. Like, if you were going to end it, I think stepping in front of a train is probably pretty painless. I
mean, well, that would be hard to step in front of the train. But I mean, like being tied down to a train track where you can't move. Like, you're right, it'd be over fast.
It's quick.
Well, this guy, so this woman's name, the officer's name is Erica Uria. And she's a damn hero because this guy's just in a wheelchair and he's stuck on the track.
Yeah, I'm watching the video right here.
Yeah, and she pulls up in her squad car and gets out and goes and grabs him. And there is a train coming because you can see the signals of the train.
Yeah.
As she pulls up.
Boy, that is awful close.
Oh, my God. It's like within seconds, and she's like, can you walk? Can you walk? She doesn't know his situation. You know, he's in the wheelchair, and he can't. And she gets him up and pulls him down, and he's laying on the ground. Now, his foot does get severed.
Yeah.
The train does run over his foot. That's how close this was to him just getting obliterated.
Boy, that is just...
Isn't that crazy?
That is full on hero stuff.
Yeah, dude, the guy was 66 years old. He was taken to the hospital. He's still in the hospital because it was a bad leg injury, but it hit him. It looked like it hit him right on his ankle.
Oh. Yeah.
But could have been way worse.
Yeah. And as I say, luckily she wasn't in any danger. She was
She stepped to the side.
She stepped to the
side.
But she was
tugging him. He's a big dude, too.
Yeah.
And so she had to tug him out of that chair, you know.
Boy, that's scary stuff.
Boy, what are the odds? He's just cruising along in his little wheelie.
And it gets stuck.
And here comes a train.
Now, I got to ask the question here, too.
Damn.
I know that you can't walk, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't say why he's in
a wheelchair. I was going to ask, did he feel his foot getting severed?
Well,
is he paralyzed or is he just injured?
It doesn't say.
He's got a cane.
It's hard to know.
And he's in the wheelchair. So clearly, you know, I'm assuming if he's got the cane, he can walk a little bit because he did have the cane. Don't you, look, and I'm not here to judge, but don't you like kind of try to do like a tuck and roll sort of thing? Like, you're just on the tracks, and I get it. You can't get up because, you know, you got some bad wheels, but
You're talking about the guy.
Yeah, the guy. Don't you do like
He just sat there.
Yeah, he just sat there.
Maybe he was trying to commit suicide.
Don't you do... How about that? Like, she pulls him from
I
the chair.
I suppose that is possible.
And the guy's like, you dumbass. Like, I was this close to being done.
Well, terrifying video. Viral video out there for you guys if you want to see it.
And if he can't walk, does he mind that he lost a foot? Well, maybe not as much.
I don't know. Can't feel good, though.
No.
Well, unless he doesn't feel.
Yeah, but again, he's got a cane, so I'm assuming that he feels something.
That's a fair assumption, but, you know.
Who was that one gal that, there was the gal in Portland that won a couple million bucks, right? She got her leg severed.
Yeah, was the Max train, right?
Yeah, that was the Max. That was the one where she had her headphones on.
Yep, ran through.
She just went right through it.
Yeah.
Because the Max doesn't have little, like, gates that block pedestrians.
That's right.
There's just, like, a sign that says, look for trains.
Yeah, and that's how she won, I think we're boiling that down to a little bit of an oversimplification. But part of how she won money on that was they did determine they did not have enough of a warning, even though there's flashing lights and
the horn of the train. And by the way, look at the train. I'll say it again.
It snuck up on her, though.
That lady's lucky I'm not on that jury. I wouldn't have awarded her a dime. You ran into a train. Literally ran headfirst into a train. She's lucky she's alive. Let alone, she's probably got some cool diamond-encrusted leg at this point. She got paid off of that.
All right, Bill Gates was a womanizer, apparently. Shocking new revelation here.
Insert rich guy womanizer. Is there a rich guy that isn't a womanizer?
Yes, I think your question is better phrased. Can you be worth $40 billion and not be a womanizer?
I'm saying...
As a male.
I'm saying no. No.
Not even humanly possible.
No. No. It's too much money.
Because look at Bill Gates.
It's exactly. There's too much money. If Bill Gates can't not... If Bill Gates...
He was our chance.
He was the one guy, right?
Just look at him. What
he
a dork.
He was the chance and it...
Paul Allen, too.
If Bill failed, the rest of us have zero chance.
617 on the Fan. Got a hot tub. Okay, welcome back. Club. Looking at pictures of Ayesha Curry. She got new boobs.
Oh, dude.
Did you know that?
I did not know that. She got in really good shape. She took some flack for a while. Remember, she was like, she was kind of complaining that just the struggles of being an NBA player's wife, and people were giving her crap for it. And then she got in like really good shape.
Yeah, she takes a lot of heat, doesn't she?
Yeah.
But she also fires heat out. Like, she kind of gets in. She gets into fights with fans and...
Yeah, she's one of those. Which, you know...
Protecting her man.
She looks great.
Yeah, I'm trying to click on these photos and I... Stupid computer won't let me.
Oh.
I'm going to have to go a different route, Jason.
Oh, the Entertainment Weekly said the headline was, Why Ayesha Curry Showed Her Breast Implants on TV.
Oh, did she go on, like, Oprah or something?
I don't know.
Oh, wait, is Oprah still on?
Ellen... She went on Ellen.
Because she had a botched boob job, right?
Couldn't tell.
She wants to talk about the dangers of breast surgery.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right here.
So I think she got them fixed. And so
she
now
removed
she's...
her breast implants.
Yeah.
I don't know if she got new ones put back in or not, but...
Right.
There you go.
Well, anyway...
I, for one, say do whatever makes you happy, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, Bennifer is back. What's that guy's name?
Alex Rodriguez?
No. J-Lo's new...
Mark Anthony.
Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez are a thing again. she's an idiot, isn't she?
She moves very... Well, she's not an idiot. She just moves very, very quickly.
I think she is an idiot
She's passionate.
Yeah. I think Ben's a mess right now.
Yeah, he's all fat and drunk.
Right. So what is she doing? You're J-Lo. What are you doing?
Well, you probably...
What are you doing?
There's a sense of, like, saving someone, right? Yeah.
You think so?
Well, when you were together with Ben Affleck, he was young and good-looking, and now he's kind of a drunken mess, and, you know, you got nothing to do, and you don't have A-Rod anymore, and so this probably makes you feel pretty important. Plus, young, handsome Ben Affleck probably had a lot of options, and maybe you feel like fat, old, drug Ben Affleck will be, like, faithful to you.
I guess now, they spent a whole week by themselves.
Yeah, in Montana. I guess the thing is that she is still friends with a lot of her exes.
Yeah.
She has 77 exes.
Which, by the way, I just say the double standard in Hollywood on this is kind of bogus because Leonardo DiCaprio has like 8,000 exes and no one says anything about that.
Did you see the headline that Leonardo DiCaprio is unrecognizable in his latest film?
Yeah, and by the way, I saw the photo and he clearly is recognizable.
That's Leonardo. Yeah, exactly.
What are you talking about? I saw that same headline.
What was that headline
it.
About?
He looks exactly like Leonardo DiCaprio.
He looks like just
Leonardo,
Leonardo DiCaprio.
With like a bad haircut and maybe gained a little weight.
But he's a little fat.
Yeah, that's what I said. He gained a little weight, but he often gets fat because he's Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't know. It's weird. Anyway, so I guess J-Lo's buddies with all of her exes, like Mark Anthony's been close for years and with her, and she's even seen Alex Rodriguez since they broke things off.
Okay.
But this is different because they say it's very rare that she will be with one of her exes without her kids.
Oh.
But here, she has been with, why can't I never remember his name? Ben Affleck. In Montana, alone.
Good for Ben Affleck. Look, I get that Ben's probably had plenty of top-shelf booze, but...
At Big Sky Resort.
Look at the shape he's in right now, and he's getting this version of J-Lo. Good for Ben Affleck. That just goes to show you what being rich and like famous does for you. Because that guy is a train wreck right now, and he's still pulling J-Lo? Ben Affleck's an American hero. Well... I don't know about American hero, but he's a great American. How about that?
I don't know that he is, but hey, fat and drunk is okay. Okay?
Well,
let's not make fun of that.
Fat and drunk is okay when you're Ben Affleck. Fat and drunk when you're just like a random Joe Schmo. Maybe not so much.
Bennifer.
But I guess it's a thing now. Like Will Smith came out and showed that he was fat and all blah.
Is he?
Yeah. Like, he posted a photo of himself, said it's the worst shape I've ever been in, and it's not good shape.
Yeah.
And, yeah, people were like, oh, I guess people were, like, giving him credit now. I guess, like, dad bod shaming is becoming a thing, like, where
I see this.
We're supposed to feel bad now for celebrity males that are getting shamed for being fat when we've
Look
been doing
that.
It to celebrity women forever.
He's full-on dad bod.
Yeah.
Good for him.
And so I think he's doing it now. Like,
welcome to the club, Will.
Yeah, he's doing a thing now where I think he's like documenting his workout.
His fatness?
No, he's documenting.
Oh, is he
like,
getting
like,
back in
yeah,
shape?
Yeah, he's going to get back in
Well, I think
shape.
A lot of people during COVID probably had that happen to them, you know?
Yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow said it got so bad for her, she broke down and ate bread.
Yeah, I saw that.
It couldn't be more out of touch.
What do you mean? That's a plight.
That's your struggle? 500,000 people are dead, but my God, you had a piece of bread and sold some vagina candles.
Okay, now to Bill Gates news.
Is Bill Gates canceled?
No, but there's a new story about Bill Gates behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And, of course, in a stunning turn of events, he's a womanizer.
Can't believe it.
So you were asking the question, can you be a male worth... billions and not be a womanizer?
And my answer is no.
I don't think you can.
This is the definitive proof. If males womanizing were on trial, this right here is the most damning piece of evidence of all time.
So I guess the thing is like, if you and I were in Bill Gates' shoes,
yeah,
we'd be the same way, right?
Oh, I'd be.
Or would we be smart enough not to get married? See, I think that's the thing. It's the Tiger Woods thing.
Sure.
It's like the only issue here is that you got married.
Yes.
Why are you getting married? But I guess that's important because you got to have the babies. So,
yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
But he was married before he was like really Bill Gates though, right?
No. Well, with Melinda.
Yeah.
He was already Bill Gates.
He was already Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Well, then you're right. That's his problem. But he did. He probably wanted some kids and he wanted to have a normal life. But this is the thing. I think when you're Bill Gates, right, you get married with the best of intentions and then you realize that you're Bill Gates and that like Skush is just like coming out of nowhere. And you're like, and then next thing you know, there it is. And he's having naked pool parties.
So many options. Okay, so here is the story. The Microsoft co-founder's wild lifestyle was well known among his inner circle, but newspapers like the New York Times hid the unflattering reports to continue to get spoon-fed stories from him.
Makes sense.
So there's a biography about him. God, this is written back in 97. It was called Overdrive, Bill Gates, and the Race to Control Cyberspace.
Mm-hmm.
In it, the author says they don't report on the wild bachelor parties that Microsoft boyish chairman would throw in his Seattle home, for which Gates would visit one of Seattle's all-nude nightclubs and hire dancers to come to his home and swim naked with his friends in his indoor pool.
You'd kick ass.
He says it was a continuation from his time at Harvard, where he did like to frequent Boston's notorious combat zone with its porn shows, strip joints, and prostitutes.
Oh, so
the humanity.
What you're telling me is a nerdy college kid that never got laid like going to whorehouses and porn shops and strip clubs. Oh!
And Gates' bachelor lifestyle did not end when he started dating future wife Melinda in 1988. This was from the biography. One of two he has penned about Gates. He continued to play the field for a while, especially when he was out of town and on business. We would frequently hit on female journalists who covered Microsoft in the company industry.
And how about this? How about we take down Melinda here? Because it said in there that she was well aware his womanizing ways.
Yeah, she knew.
Even after they started dating. But she went along with it. Why? Because there was $190 billion.
And now look at her. She's the richest woman in the world.
Exactly.
Or is she the second richest? Who got the better end of the divorce? Bezos' wife or her?
I'm not sure how this is going to all shake out.
I guess we don't know yet.
We don't know yet. She's either one or two. But again, she knew what was up.
Well, apparently their relationship ran hot and cold because of this. And apparently they broke up for nearly a year before they got married because he refused to commit to her.
Yeah.
But when they got back together in 92, the relationship grew closer and stronger. Interviews with some of Gates' exes said that, boy, she had to be good to pass the test for him because he was notoriously difficult and fickle and had high standards for everything and everybody.
Sure.
She said, a relationship with Bill is a test. Are you smart enough? Do you have enough common sense? Can you make the grade? Are you athletic enough? Melinda is Bill's pick. He could have chosen any woman as a wife for life. He has chosen her, and that means she is an exceptional woman.
Yeah, he chose her for life for just a couple years, and now it's over. That being said, wait, can you imagine partying with, like...
Gates and Allen?
Yeah. Like, because you just think of them as just these nerds with no personality. But I'm trying to picture, like, Bill Gates with just, like, a bunch of, like, porno strippers and people are doing blow everywhere. And it's just off the... Like, I have a hard time seeing Bill Gates doing any of that. But you know it went down.
Well, I feel like this is where the billions come into play.
Yeah.
Guys like that are going to be awkward whether they're billionaires or whether they have a dollar to their name.
Yeah.
The difference is when you have billions, those girls will laugh at your jokes.
That's true.
They will show up and be naked and laugh at your jokes and then maybe jump on top of you and sit on your face. They're still awkward and weird and boring. I guarantee you those girls are like, oh, God, yeah, Bill's house again.
All right.
You know what I mean? Hopefully somebody cool that I know is there. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But it's, oh, God, yeah, Bill and Paul.
Yeah,
I
got to do
it. Jesus, these two. But... You know, the money talks, baby.
It's true. And that's...
You know that wasn't any fun.
No.
Those guys sitting around probably talking about computer chips and ass. God.
Well, that's what I want to know. Is that or did they really party hard?
Well, I bet you they partied hard. But again, not fun.
Like, I would give any amount of money to see Bill Gates at some sort of swinging orgy like on Ecstasy. Just sign me up. I don't even need to participate. I just want to be a fly on the wall and see what goes
like,
down.
Like, can you imagine them actually sitting around a table all high,
like pretty,
with a bunch of nakeds,
stripper,
telling really funny stories? No, I don't think it goes down like that.
Once again,
but it goes down nonetheless.
It goes down. I just like to point out once again that his wife knew about it and still married him anyways.
I would. Wouldn't you?
Yes.
You can't turn that down.
No.
Look, there's no shame in that. If you're Melinda.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's like, look, all right, so he's out palling around a little bit.
The strippers.
What? He's worth 40 bill, and I kind of like him.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
He seems like a nice enough
guy.
About
that
70%
later.
Of the time.
Man. And yes, if you or I or anybody listening were rich billionaires, we'd be doing the same thing.
Oh.
And I hope our wives understand that.
Well, one, I'm
it's not, impossible not to.
I'm not married, so impossible. I would not be the dirtbag. I will tell you that if you gave me $40 billion, the level of debauchery that my life would entail, I'm scared. I'm honestly scared of where that could possibly go. Because I like, at what point do you just become so bored with every conceivable thing that you can come up with that you just keep having to up the ante? And I'm terrified where that would lead. But I'll tell you right now, well, it would not be good.
It would lead to something like deep sea cave diving, where you would have a high risk of dying. But what else are you going to get adrenaline from?
But he's not ambitious enough. I think that you are underappreciating the value of just doing basic cool things every day.
Yeah.
I don't think you would get sick of it. Like, let's say you have naked girls at your indoor pool.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do that again tonight. Okay.
All right.
You're like, oh, that's boring. I don't think you would ever say that's boring.
I don't know, man. I think you keep having to up the ante till eventually I'm calling Jody Allen and being like, hey, let's get some penguin dinosaur bones and do this. Me and Jody are hanging out.
All right. 6:35. Here is Mike with sports. Yeah, somebody brings up a good point. We're talking about being a billionaire and, you know, your rich white guy, your womanizer, Carl Ripley's. But what about Warren Buffett? Did he?
I don't know.
He's old now, but I feel like if there is, you were saying Bill Gates was our chance. I think Warren Buffett may have been. You know, he's 90 now.
Yeah, so I mean, Hefner was creepy, but if Buffett was going to be creepy, it would have been back in like the 60s, the 70s,
yeah,
right?
Go back to Warren Buffett in the 70s. You think he was faithful?
No. Again, I'm just, in my view, I do not think it is possible for a man to be that wealthy and not be a bit of a womanizer. I just don't buy it.
Hey, I just Googled that.
Yeah.
First article that comes up, businessinsider.com.
What did you Google? Warren Buffett?
Warren Buffett. I Googled Warren Buffett faithful.
Yeah.
And the first article that comes up, inside Warren Buffett's unconventional open marriage.
There you go.
Come on.
Yeah, look at that. Yeah, you can't. You can't. There's just no way.
This allowed him to live with one woman while staying married to another. That's probably just for money, right? Money reasons?
I don't. Just nothing would surprise me. Absolutely
this says,
nothing.
Billionaire investor Warren Buffett had an open marriage with his first wife, Susan Thompson, until she died in 2004. Thompson left Buffett to pursue a singing career, but they remained amicably married, and she gave him permission to date other women. Thompson also introduced her husband to Astrid Manx, who became his companion.
Hmm.
The trio became close friends and even sent out Christmas cards together.
Interesting.
Close friends and something else as well?
Yeah, again. There's just...
I see.
And there, I'm supposed to believe that it was just those two.
A little fun and a California king.
And nothing else? No. I think it just goes with the territory. Men are just talking monkeys that have evolved a little bit beyond that point, and you give them a bunch of money, and it just there's just the temptation or whatever the and especially to get to that point, you have to be, I'm certainly a type A type of dominant personality to get to that level of business. Yeah, you're not just meekly going home every night to the missus. Not happening.
Fascinating. Well, we've gotten to the bottom of that.
And Buffett is probably the closest to normal as you could get because he's lived in the same house. All right, he drives like an Oldsmobile or something.
Yeah, he seems like a regular dude.
Yeah, but he's worth how much? And he's got a private plane and he's cruising around and he's got some weird menage a trois thing going on between, you know.
Yeah,
two
you
ladies.
Peel back the layers of that onion, you're going to find more.
Exactly. And you know what? Females are the same way. Case in point, Jody Allen. Or J-Lo. You give a woman that much money, it's the same thing. It's options. Like, we all want...
Well, that's Chris Rock's quote.
What? Yeah, you're...
A man is only as good as his options. Or is only as faithful as his options.
As his options. Like, we can sit up here and claim that, oh, well,
you... So you're... Good luck, babe.
Yeah.
I have no other options, so... It's you and me again.
There's faithfulness and the same thing with, like being celibate. There's those that are celibate, and there's those that are faithful by choice, and those that are thrust upon them. And I think that it's more along the line of thrust upon you than the other, I think, is the vast majority of people.
Someone asked, what's the dollar limit on this behavior? Asking for a friend. You know, that's... I don't know. I just know that when you're a billionaire, everyone knows it.
Yes.
Right?
Everyone.
When you're rich, you can fake being rich. We know that. Mm-hmm. But you can't fake being a bill. Well, can you fake being a billionaire?
Well, not.
It's too public.
It's too public and you get exposed. I mean, you can, like, you get into fraud like Bernie, but.
Yeah, but what do you suppose Bernie's real net worth was?
Still an S ton of money.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Which makes it all the more like, what are you doing, dude? You have hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, look.
By the way, I saw a documentary on him. Mm-hmm. Or no, it wasn't a documentary. It was the one, it was the bit we were talking about on the air where...
The HBO thing?
Yeah, the HBO thing.
Is that De Niro, right?
Robert De Niro, yeah. That's worth a watch.
I haven't seen it.
You should watch it.
Okay.
And I don't know how accurate it is, but I sounds like they're following the timeline of...
Yeah, they're basing it on as much information as they can get.
What a piece of crap that guy was.
Absolutely.
I mean, I know.
Yeah,
shocking.
Call Ripley's.
But what were we talking about?
Oh, just the...
What are we talking
about? You can't fake being a billionaire.
I had a point. Oh,
what's the money line?
So when you're looking to get some tud, and you're probably not the best looking dude, like Brad Pitt or whatever, you can fake being rich, and that might get you some tud. But I don't think when you're at this level, there's no way you can fake that. No. I mean, that's another level of operation when you're talking about the Bill Gates nude pool parties and
that's when
the
yachts. That's when you're sending the helicopter to pick up the strippers and you're flying them out to your yacht. And
I mean,
that's the ultimate. Like,
you're signing NDAs. Yeah, it's like, oh.
Yeah, you know what's up.
But what's the limit to, like, where it's like, okay, you got money, but you know what? You don't get to see my tees. You know what I mean? For the ladies, like, what's the limit? Is it do you have to be a billionaire?
I don't think it's as much as you think.
Do you have to have a couple mil?
I think the number is lower than you think, and depending on the crowds that you're going into.
So you want to ride in my nice car?
I think for some, for what I want to do, I think I would need a significant amount of money.
Have you seen some of those videos that go around where, like, some guy just stands next to a nice car
and
girls just walk up to him?
Yeah. So is it the same level? So, okay, here's the next question. Is it the same level of lady that you're getting at a couple, five, let's say you got 10 million?
No. No,
So there are billionaire holdouts.
I'm sure there are diminishing returns, though.
There are women that will not, like, they're what do you call them, like gold diggers? Mm-hmm. But they're only gold diggers for really super uber rich guys.
I think there's a line, like what Mike said. I think you cross a line and then it doesn't matter after a certain point, but yes.
What's that line? That's the question.
I'm going to say that you're probably talking about 100. When you get to $100 million, there's
you got enough to get whatever Bill Gates gets?
You can probably get whatever you want.
I might think it would be a little bit lower, too, because you label a lady a 9 or a 10 or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean,
we would never do that.
At $50 million, at $10 million, you're still getting 9s and 10s.
Yeah, but again,
there is a level that is higher, but that... I'm assuming it's a much smaller number than you're saying.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. This is why I'm asking. I just think that's fascinating. Like, if I'm thinking about it, I put myself in the woman's shoes. And if I'm thinking about this, like, are the women who are just out for rich dudes, are they just jumping onto the first rich guy that they come across? Or do they have discretion where they're, like, smart about it? Like, you know what? You're rich, but not what I'm looking for. I need to get into Bill Gates' mansion for those naked pool parties. I need to go to hang out at this event
I think what happens is you do a hokey pokey. You put one foot in.
And then you climb the ladder.
But the other foot's out, and you're climbing the ladder.
You start to go, okay, well, now wait a minute. I got this guy, and he's cool, and he's got a lot of money, but...
Let's see his friends. And you move around a
little bit. Maybe I need to go to Vegas hang out at these clubs and I'll find that guy.
Exactamundo.
That'd be a fun game. I want to do that.
Well, you can. It's called being a gigolo.
I know. Maybe
I will. By the way, this works the opposite way, too. And by the way, the number for men is probably, again, a lot lower. I think if you're a woman and you've got a couple mil, you can pretty much get whatever you want.
All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, 2 minutes better be good, homie.
Well, I just preemptively bought Mariner tickets for Thursday because there's rumors going around they're going to call up Kelnick for his debut.
Oh, so you'll be there?
If it's true, yeah. I figured there was a report earlier this morning that ended up being fake and a bunch of people got duped. And now Jeff Passan is sending one around and they're gaining some traction that they're going to call him up Thursday when they get back home against Cleveland. So I figure if they announce it, it'll sell out. So we bought some cheap outfield seats. He's called up, then I got tickets, and I'm going to go watch his debut. And if it's not, if it's fake, then I'm out a couple $10. So no big deal. So we'll see what happens.
That's not a bad little plan.
I bet he goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts.
What?
I bet he goes 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts.
Rob, I don't need this kind of negativity right now, okay? So let's be positive. Let's see what happens.
Well, good luck with that.
They're in the cutter off the ball. I guess the Mariners, no games at AAA. Not ready. 7 games at AAA. Call them up.
All right. Have a good night. All right. We got to run. Coming up next is a great show called
Ducks Insider.
Ducks Insider.
You go inside the Ducks.
Yes,
deep.
You will. Always wanted to be inside the Ducks.
Yes.
You're going to get that. And then we're back tomorrow, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Space.